Chapter 25. Lexi, Nans, and the neighbors headed to the Cup and Cake, which they hoped the FBI hadn't bugged. They didn't want them to overhear their conversation. Davies and Jack had police business to attend to, so it was only Lexi, Nans, Violet, the Sullivans, the Witts, and Floyd Nichols. They pulled two tables together and sat down to discuss their plan. Lexi tingled with anxiety. She should have been in the kitchen focusing on her meringue cookie recipes for the dessert contest. But instead, she was out here, seated across from her rival, Violet Switzer, and trying to keep Nans out of jail. She glanced at Violet out of the corner of her eye. Was she scoping out the bakery? Lexi hoped the older woman wouldn't find something in here to use against her and get a leg up in the contest. But the truth was that Violet's demeanor had changed since the meeting at the police station. She wasn't combative or snarky anymore. Quite the contrary. Lexi hated to say it, but Violet was acting nice. Then again, maybe that was part of her plan to throw Lexi off kilter.
What does he mean by something concrete?
Patty asked as he bit into an almond scone.
I guess something physical that you can hold in your hand, Floyd answered.
Or maybe a lead to a real person, like an address or something, Esther suggested.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard to get anything like that, Ron said.
Lexi nodded. Right, because it happened over 50 years ago, and any physical evidence of the stranger would be gone by now.
Well, that... Nans looked at Lexi and grimaced. And also because there was no stranger.
Lexi jerked her head back. Had she heard Nans correctly? What?
We made it up, Nans confessed.
Lexi's brows drew together. Why?
When I heard Earl's body had been discovered, I knew someone would come asking questions. So I hightailed it over to the McDonald's, then to Floyd, Patty, and Ron, and we agreed to pretend we all saw a stranger. That way we could act like the stranger had killed Earl.
Except we forgot to get together on the description, Mary said.
We never dreamed there really was another person. We thought one of us killed him, Nans added.
But if there was no actual stranger, then who really killed Earl? Lexi looked around the table, but everyone seemed just as perplexed as she was as to who the real killer could be. Nans shrugged.
Your guess is as good as mine. I guess the assassin really was lurking around and we didn't know it at the time.
Right,
Ron said.
Binder said this blowgun Benny shoots the darts from a distance. He must have been hiding behind the houses and shot Earl when he was fighting with Floyd.
That would explain why you thought Earl had fallen into the punch, Nan said to Floyd. He really did fall, and he was already dead before his face hit your hand.
Floyd shuddered.
Well, I'm glad Benny had good aim. He could have missed and hit me.
Yeah, but the problem still remains, Patty said. How are we going to get this concrete evidence Binder wants?
Violet, who had been quietly listening, said matter-of-factly,
We'll just have to manufacture it.
Floyd looked at her over the rim of his coffee cup.
No, Violet. I don't know if you want to get involved. If the feds catch us manufacturing evidence to support our lie about this stranger, we could be in even more trouble than we already are. And you weren't even involved in killing Earl. Why, you just happened across us that night and helped us out in an act of neighborly kindness.
We're in this together now. I'm not going to abandon you.
Violet's voice shook, and Lexi thought she saw tears in the old curmudgeon's eyes.
Why, the way you all stuck up for each other in that meeting and refused to let one person be singled out to go to jail makes me proud to be associated with you. I wish I hadn't moved away all those years ago and had gotten to know you all better.
Well, you can still get to know us, dear, Mary said. You're invited to our place any time you want to visit.
Which will be in the state penitentiary if we don't get Binder this evidence he wants, Ron said dryly. And that brings us back to the question.
Floyd put his coffee mug on the table and sat back in his chair.
Just how were we going to do that?
Nance pressed her lips together.
We need something from back then. Something we can tie to the murder that will point to another person.
A scapegoat? Violet asked.
Yes, Nance answered. But not some innocent, unsuspecting person. A criminal. Someone who deserves to get blamed for being an assassin.
And someone who is dead, with no chance of proving their innocence, Violet added.
That sounds great, Patty said. But where are we going to find physical evidence linking to Earl's murder?
Don't worry, Nan said. I think I have an idea.